helmet and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in the fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
To a different tune. All right, that was Cat Power from her new album, Sun. That was the song Manhattan. Played for a few reasons. First reason is it's the best song, I would say, off of her new album. Came out last month, or in September, I guess. And she's going to be in town next, or tomorrow. That's when she's coming to town. She's coming to town Friday night playing at the Vogue Theater. Should be fun. Ceylon Twirty, formerly of Discorder magazine and The City, Vancouver, lives in Montreal now, and he said she was fantastic in Montreal when she played there a little while ago. Unfortunately, though, Cat Power is having some difficulties with bankruptcy, and she has angioedema, a skin condition that makes her skin swell up. Anyways, she posted something recently about how she may have to cancel her whole European tour, which is awful. And I'm really hoping she makes the show in Vancouver. Morrissey canceled his show in Bellingham for next week recently because his mother's health. And you know, these are terrible things. I shouldn't worry about whether or not I get to go to a concert or not. But it would be very difficult to have dropped significant amount of money on another show and have that canceled too. You know, wah, for me. That song, Manhattan, is also about a borough of New York City that is flooded right now, or it's somewhat still flooded. So our thoughts go out to all the folks on the East Coast, friends, everyone really who is having a tough time in the last few days since Hurricane Sandy struck. It's incredible to see some of the photos that have been taken of the damage. So I hope everyone is safe, and hopefully you'll get warm and soon, all that kind of stuff. We're going to keep going with another Cat Power song about New York City. This is a cover of Bob Dylan's song called Hard Times in New York Town. It was performed on the Peel Sessions with John Peel, and it's a very nice song. And then we're going to hear some Roll Mock about Black Manhattan. Let's get to it. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9. This is Cat Power from the Peel Sessions. This is the song Hard Times in New York Town.
Thank you. On Thursday, November 1st, come cast the Sea and Cake as they grace the stage at the Rickshaw Theater. Using vintage Afro and Tropica sounds with guitar wizardry and hooky grooves, the Sea and Cake lie at the epicenter of post-rock experimentation. They will also be entertaining you with special guest Matt Freeberger of the Fiery Furnaces. Advanced tickets are available at liveatrickshaw.com for only $25, so don't miss your chance to see these masters at work as they play material from the new album Runner, November 1st, live at the Rickshaw Theater. Sponsored by 1.9 FM. On Sunday, November 4th, Portland's Typhoon brings their enormous sound to the Rickshaw Theater. Mixing parlor music with indie rock sensibilities, this 12-piece is a band that simply cannot be missed. Special guests include the incredible Laura Gibson and Lost Lander. So this is an amazing The Rickshaw Theater on Sunday, November 4th. Advanced tickets are available at liveatrickshaw.com for only $12.
I'm not afraid to
All right, that was Gal Grayson with their song Infinity. Gal Grayson, a new band, primarily Patrick Garrity's band, he of Rollmock, and the Aaron Reed band. But it also features Jay Arner on synths and Adrian Teacher on guitars. Supergroup. Handsome, handsome, handsome supergroup. They played a show last Saturday, kind of a pre-Halloween show. They provided the score to a very tense part of the movie Stage Fright and then performed some of their hits. So that was Infinity. Good stuff. Look for a album coming out in a little while. And also, that is going to be a song on the 2013 CITR Pop Compilation album that's going to come out probably late February, early March. It's been sent off to get mastered, Jay mastered it, being sent off to get pressed, and Melanie Coles is working the artwork right now. Very exciting. Thanks again to Mint Records for being such a great supporter. Lots more about that later on in the coming weeks and months. Before that, we heard a request for Chris Horrific. He called in and asked to hear Makeout Videotape's version of I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City. That is originally a Harry Nilsson song, maybe written by someone else, but Harry Nilsson made it famous. And a great version of that song. He once performed that, Mac DeMarco did, right here in the studio for on Dunkin' Donuts. Great stuff. There was a bit of a mix-up there because I was trying to play it off the web and it stalled out the first time. So it was played before and after the song Black Manhattan by Rollmock, which is Patrick's other band. And at the very top, we heard a Bob Dylan cover, Cat Power, with the song Hard Times in New York Town from the Peel Sessions from a number of years ago. R.I.P. John Peel. All right. This is there's so much going on right now. Halloween was last night. I hope you enjoyed all that craziness. There's that big storm, so it just seems like the whole East Coast is in chaos. Here on campus, there's a TA strike right now, so I know there's going to be a picket line at my building this afternoon. It's just, there's so much craziness going on. And on top of all of that, there's a U.S. election. These things aren't, Canadians can't vote, obviously. But it's still, it's impactful on Canada, and it's very, very interesting to follow along to. Yeah. On top of all of that, that big heap of interesting chaos is the Fall Down, Get Down. It's happening this weekend in town. It's a new record or music festival put on by La Tida Records. They have 4 days of action-packed events planned for you. Tonight, they start things off at Antisocial, the skateboard shop on Main Street. The Evaporators are playing, Nervous Talk are playing, and Tim Kerr, formerly way back of the band Big Boys, one of the first queer punk bands. I don't know if they'd consider themselves queer, but they wore dresses. They were definitely allies, and they were just a huge early punk band in Texas. So Tim Kerr, who was in that band, is going to be in town to show off a bunch of his art. He does great artwork. There's a fantastic, like, two-story painting that he has of a baseball player from the Negro Baseball League that you can see online, and he has lots of other stuff. So he's going to be in town with his opening for Your Town, Any Town, Visual Thoughts by Tim Kerr. So that's happening tonight at Antisocial. Friday night, Atlanta Lose, Jody Glenham, Two Towns, and King Dude are playing. After that, there's the Zoo Shop with a Mammoth Cave showcase. Bad Channels, The Gooeys, Mandates, and Korean Gut are playing that. And then one of the showcase events for the whole weekend is Death, the Detroit proto-punk band from the 70s playing at the Rickshaw Theater. They're playing along with Tiger High, Sex Church, and Fist City. On Saturday, there's shows all day, starting in the afternoon at Neptune with the Maxines. Then the Rickshaw is Pointed Stick's final show with Chains of Love, Transmitters, and Ballantines. The Astoria, there's a show with Needles and Pins. And at 360 Glen, closing everything out for the night is Warm Soda, which is the new band that Matthew Melton has formed since the Bare Wires collapsed. So there's that, and then on Sunday there's a recovery party at the Stormcrow Tavern, in which Tim is going to play some music, and he plays a lot of old-timey Irish music now. That's kind of his time, like Celtic music. So he's going to be playing that at the Stormcrow. So we have a bunch of music to play for you that all kind of a preview of some of the bands that you can see if you go to the Fall Down Get Down Festival. I think wristbands are $40, but you can also just show up at the door and pay that way. So we're going to start off with a very appropriate song for the current milieu, Politicians in My Eyes by Death. From their sort of what was considered a lost album for a number of years for the whole world to see, it was they recorded a lot of this stuff in the late 70s, and it wasn't until just a couple of years ago that Touch and Go re-released, or was it Drag City? I think it was Drag City re-released a bunch of this stuff, and the world sort of rediscovered Death. So we're going to hear that song, then we're going to hear some big boys from the American Hardcore documentary compilation, the song Brick Wall, and then we're going to hear some Pointed Sticks from Vancouver Complication. Wow, that was a lot of talking. Let's get back to rocking. Here we go. Here is Death from For the Whole World to See. This is Politicians in My Eyes.
Boom. 1, 2, 3, now!
That was Pointed Sticks from the Vancouver compilation from several years ago. That was the song, the marching song. And they are taking their marching orders from themselves, and they're playing their final show on Saturday night at the Rickshaw. Along with Lines of Love, Transmitters, and the Ballantines. That is going to be bananas. You should check it out. Sorry if Chris Horrific's still listening. When I say bananas, that will be bonkers. Apologies, Chris. Sorry. Before that, we heard Big Boys from the American Hardcore soundtrack. That was the song Brick Wall. And at the top, Death with Politicians in My Eyes. So many politicians in people's eyes right now, right? Oy, oy, oy. All right, we're going to keep on with a preview of the Fall Down, Get Down, the Ballantines, the Maxines, and the Needles and Pins all share something. They have slots at the Fall Down, Get Down, and they all have new singles out with La-Ti-Da Records. So we're going to listen to I Heart Your Drugs by Needles Pins, and then a couple, and those other two bands. Here we go. Here is Needles Pins with I Heart Your Drugs from 1234, their recent album.
I need it.
Come to Kanzine West on Saturday, November 17th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the W2 space at 111 West Hastings Street. Presented by Broken Pencil Magazine, $5 at the door gets you a prison issue of Broken Pencil and access to a variety of underground zines, comics, and micro-press books for sale. We've got a panel of activists, writers, and artists discussing the relationship between controversy and art, and you won't want to miss our Real Vancouver Writers series either. Plus, we're bringing back the 1-2 punch book pitch, where our judges will tell you what they really think about your book idea in front of a live audience. For the complete festival lineup and to buy advance tickets, visit www.brokenpencil.com/canzine-vancouver or look us up on Facebook. Sponsored by Discorder Magazine, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Look out for Discorder at Canzine West and check out Discorder on air Tuesdays, 4:30 p.m.
Music, reggae music. It's tell you and tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling you this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. The love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Ja bless and Ja guide and Ja out. Bless out.
That was the Maxines from their 7-inch drugstore. It was an EP, I guess. But good stuff. They're from Olympia, Washington, and they're going to be up here. They're playing Saturday afternoon at Neptune's Records, all ages show. Hopefully I get to go. We'll see. We'll see if that happens. Before that, we heard the Ballantines from their brand new 7-inch out on Latida Records. That was the title track, Misery, the A-side, I should say. And at the top, we heard Needles Pins, from 1234, the song I Hurt Your Drugs, which is also going to be a part of the CITR Pop Alliance compilation coming out February or March 2013. Thanks to Needles and Pins. Thanks to Gail Grayson. Thanks to everyone that donated tracks to that. Lots more info soon. The San Francisco Giants have clinched, won the 2012 World Series. They are the champions of Major League Baseball. Congratulations to San Francisco and their fans. I know both my friends Rich and John were ecstatic. Kind of a disappointing World Series, if you ask me. It was just a little too a little too one-sided for my liking. But it does give me the chance to play a few tracks from a compilation that was put out a couple of years ago when the San Francisco Giants won the World Series for the first time in over 50 years since moving to San Francisco. It was a much bigger deal then. It wasn't quite such a like a everyday thing for San Francisco. So I've got a couple of songs from that. It was a benefit album put out at the time, Good Cause, and a great number of San Francisco bands donated tracks. Ty Siegel, the Fresh and Onlys, a bunch of other people. We're going to hear the Terry Maltz in Dominant Legs with the songs In the Waiting Room and finally Champions. But before that, some sort of San Francisco Giants song, kind of like Meet the Mets for the Mets, you know, those kinds of songs. And it's called Bye Bye Baby. I don't really know the history of this song, but it's kind of a fun song. So let's give that a listen, and then we'll hear Terry Maltz in Dominant Legs. Here we go.
When the Giants. First place, all by
We're listening to Dominant Legs with their song Finally Champions from the Finally Champions compilation. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Try to get out to the Fall Down Get Down this weekend. It looks like a lot of fun. And if not, just recover from the crazy Halloween you had. If you like what you heard, you can check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com, and you can see the podcast at citr.ca. Coming up next, the student fill-in, and then Robin with Ink Studs, and training at 3, and Thunderbird Eye at 3:30. An action-packed afternoon for you. Please stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for listening. And, you know, don't worry. Only 5 months till baseball comes back. Okay, everybody? Bye.